flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What up, everybody? B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We're going to have a busy show for you today. J.P. Finley is out, a little under the weather. So we're going to landfill myself and White Brian. We're going to take care of this thing for you today. We're going to bring you all different types of news. Today, we have a busy show. Joe Beninati will be joining us at 11 o'clock. We're going to talk a little bit about the Caps and how well they've been playing, because Joe B. will be able to tell us everything we need to know about the Caps. Barry Zaluga will be joining us and recap this Commanders football season and also talk a little bit about what he expects coming from the offseason. And I'm going to be asking you all, too, what you expect for the Commanders in this offseason. I have a letter that Josh Harris sent out to the fans, and I'll be pleased to read that to you because, you know what, I don't think many other people would have put something out like that. Josh did. We have Bleep You Thursdays at 1 o'clock, and also our guy, Peter Rosenberg, will be joining us. Now, before we get started in the show today, I'm just going to address this, and we'll probably give you updates later on in the show as we get them ourselves. But we are a sports show, and we try our best to stick to sports on a regular basis because that is what people come here for. But we are not inhuman, okay? We are human beings, and we are affected, and we see things just like everybody else. And that was a tragic incident that happened last night in our area. And we all know we have 2 busy airports, or 3, to be honest, when you add BWI into it. BWI, DCA, and also IAD. They're very, very busy international airports, and there are things coming in and out. And sometimes situations happen. If you start thinking about, I think it was 1982, the 14th Street Bridge, there was a major, major crash that was historical. And I think last night brought a little bit of that back to a lot of people that were around then. Hell, I was in Louisiana in 82, 14 years old, and I can remember that because that was all over the TVs. And when I got to D.C., I immediately went to that bridge to try to see where was the bridge, because you look at the how low it is, you think it's impossible. And then when you start talking about airlines and airplanes and helicopters and all of the, you know, the technical things that are in it, you think that something like this is basically impossible at this time. But last night, we had a Black Hawk helicopter and a CRJ, I remember the exact number, a regional jet from American Airlines that was coming from Wichita, Kansas, and they collided. And no one is there. They don't expect any survivors. I think it was kind of a misnomer last night when they say, oh, they got 4 bodies and they're taking it by the airport. That was, people thought there was someone that was living, but they are not expecting any are survivors. I think they found 27 to 30 people at this point. There were three people in the helicopter and 64 people on the plane. And I just want to say, you know what? My condolences goes out to every family out there. And as I try to do on a regular basis, tell your people you love them, man. You know, make sure people understand that you have feelings for them, because look, this is a tragic things happen in an instant. You don't know when something is going to go wrong. You know, just any little simple thing. So every day, make sure your people know that you love them, and get on your knees and pray that it wasn't one of your family members on the plane, but also ask God for to help those people get through this tragic situation, because it was tough. It is tough. And I'm sure the people that were sitting in that airport waiting for their people to come, and then all of a sudden hear about a crash, that has to be one of the roughest days or things you can hear in your life. So we're going to get through this, and I'm going to try to transition. As I told Landfill, this is going to be a tough-ass transition to go from that, because that's serious. That's real life. Listen, man, we get pissed off about sports. We have our different feelings, and we get mad at other fans for cheering for other teams, but it ain't like that, okay? So whenever you get out there and you're watching your team play, Eagle fans, realize it ain't that damn serious. Life is much more serious than this game of football. And everybody's out here just to release a little bit. Like, sports is about a release. Sports is not about, you know, going out there and wanting to tell somebody they got to cheer for the team you cheer for. They didn't grow up in your area. Hell, they're not going to cheer for that team. But they have the right to cheer for their team as much as you cheer for yours. And I want to thank Josh Harris, because, you know, Josh Harris, since I met him, has been has been a stand-up person. He cares about the fans. It's not fake. I recall myself and Chick Hernandez at the beginning of this season in, where was it? Cleveland, when we had the first preseason game, right, Anvil? And it was raining outside. And I had heard little tidbits about Josh is going to be sitting out there with the fans. And I'm like, it's drizzling right now. You know, and if he had changed his mind, I can understand that. But then I look out there, and he's right there amongst the fans sitting with him. And after the game, I went to him, and I said, man, that's going to go a long way. Because you basically put yourself, you basically, like I was told by my coach, you have to lower yourself, and people will elevate you. You lower yourself to make people say, you make them understand that you don't think you're better than them. And I think a lot of people took that situation and they really, really began to look at it in a different light. And then every game, if someone wanted to take a picture, he'll take a picture. He's jumping the high five, you know. I'm not saying he had to jump the high five, but he's jumping up to high five people that are in the stands and things like that. And you can just see he's a real dude. And I'm going to read this letter. And this is a letter he sent out to the fans. Landfill, don't be laughing. I got to put my glasses on. I got to see this. All right. This is from Josh Harris to the Commander fans. He says, dear Commander fans, this season marked the beginning of bringing Washington football back to its status as a premier franchise in the NFL and restoring the significance, pride, sense of community that this team has represented for decades. Growing up in Chevy Chase, I remember Sundays when the entire DMV came together in support. Those memories shaped my vision for this franchise, and I will continue to strive tirelessly to build a team that unites and inspires for years to come. When we became stewards of this franchise two summers ago, our mission was clear: to win on the football field and in the community by creating a culture of excellence, attracting the best talent, and investing deeply in our team. I could not be proud of our front office and coaching staff led by Adam Peters and Dan Quinn, who have set the tone for this franchise and laid the foundation for success. And starting next week, Mark Klaus will officially join the organization. Mark brings decades of experience as an exceptional business leader and will focus on creating amazing fan experiences and ensuring our team delivers for the communities we are so fortunate to serve. Of course, none of this would be possible without the incredible efforts of our players, whose hard work, grit, and brotherhood define this season. A special thank you to Jaden Daniels, who made history and shattered records. And thank you to our additional postseason captains, Zach Ertz, Terry McLaurin, Jeremy Reeves, and Bobby Wagner, along with the rest of the players. everyone stepped up and contributed to deliver a 12-5 regular season and a thrilling playoff run. This season was tremendous, was a tremendous reminder that the Commanders can galvanize not just a fan base, but an entire community. I saw that on the road myself. Our mission to build an elite franchise and create unforgettable experiences begins and ends with you, the fans. Your unwavering support has meant everything. Week after week, through highs, lows, and unforgettable moments that Hail Mary in week 8, you showed up. We're building this for you, and we won't stop until we have a championship. Thank you for being on this journey with us. With sincere gratitude and excitement for what's ahead, Josh Harris. Listen, man. He probably didn't have to, but I think he felt obligated to, because when he talks about the support and how fans showed up, every week JP and I came back here, we talked about the fans on the road. I went to places this year where I did not expect to see a lot of fans, and I saw them. I have friends all over this country, and I began to hear people were starting to hit me from California, Vegas, all over this country where they have Commanders bars, okay? Like, we always see all these other bars in our location, in our locale, but as I began to talk to a lot of my friends, they're like, I'm going to go over here because they wanted to see, because I was so excited about it, they wanted to find out, is there a place around this town we can go? And there was places, and two of them that they kept hitting me from, I have two people hit me from California and Vegas, huge. Huge following, and it woke up a lot of people around this country. And as I say many a time, there were a lot of people saying, well, I'm done, I'm not coming back. A lot of people have come back, don't want to admit it. But let's just remember, those players out there are fighting, and there are players on the team now that I see will bring a lot of people back, because Jaden Daniels' jersey is the number one selling jersey out there. And to say that no fans are back and nobody is following the team, and hell, somebody's following it. Is it other team fans buying it? I doubt it. I believe this team and what Josh just stated, this is the beginning of what's to come. And I believe they have all the right people in place. You know, I've had conversations with Adam Peters. I've talked to Dan Quinn. I'm impressed. You know, I have been around a lot of coaches. I've been around a lot of GMs. I've been around a lot of players. And rarely do I talk to a front office person, coaches and players from the same team that all of them think very much alike. It's not hard, but you got to put some time into it. They are bringing people in here that sees the vision of their leadership. Adam first, then Dan, and then all the veterans on this team, the leaders on this team. When you hear Terry McLaurin talk and you hear Bobby Wagner talk, you hear Jaden, the young buck talk, even Mikey Sarah still, those guys are talking about you have to be a commander, have to live the commander way. And we can say that, and I'm sure there are people in other cities that said about their team, you know, the Eagles and the Chiefs and all that type of stuff. You know what it means? It means someone who comes in here who's going to work their ass off for the common goal of what this team is trying to get. It's going to mean the people that's going to sacrifice during the season to make sure they can get to where they can go. When the season started, I'm going to be honest. And I'm sure if everybody else is honest, probably 99.9% of the people would be saying what I'm saying. I didn't think that they could make it to the NFC Championship game. But as the season went on, they began to pull me that way. Because I saw a togetherness, a brotherhood, and people willing to work and sacrifice to get where they had to go. And when you have everybody to a man doing that, that is possible. Because it doesn't come down to, like, people always talk about how talented a team is. If your team is talented, but they don't have a work ethic, if your team is talented and they don't have dedication, ain't happening. So people try to knock Washington from the 87 Super Bowl, I think it was, when they made it to the Super Bowl. They won the championship and all that stuff. They had a lot of scab players playing at first. They had a lot of teams, Dallas. They crossed the picket line. They had the majority of their damn team, all the talented guys. Washington had a bunch of scab players. But who they had leading them? Joe Gibbs. And I know that's a man that knows how to galvanize people. And he had all those guys believing in themselves, and they beat Dallas. And they positioned that team, and then when everybody came back across the picket line, They rolled in. What did they do? Won the championship. And people try to downplay that, but you know what? That may be one of the best jobs he's ever done. He went against guys that had their NFL players, and you had guys that were, some of them, and this is no farce, some guys came out of jail. Some guys had never made it to the NFL, but they got picked up when they had the scabs, and they beat the professional teams because they worked. They believed in themselves. They believed in each other, and they believed in the man that was leading them. I am a person where if you are going to be the person I'm going to follow, you have to make sure I know that you believe in me. So I look at people ahead of me, I look at my dad. My dad was like, he was tough, but he also let you know how much he thought of you. And hell, whether he was blowing smoke or just talking, he got me to believe I could do any damn thing in the world. Told me at 10 years old, I'm a Mitchell, I could do anything. And I watched Dan Quinn when he talks about guys and how he go one-on-one with them and let them know that he believes in them. And then I watched the same person go the next week and ball the hell out. We need to have that type of thing. And I think what Dan has done, what Josh is doing now, what Adam has done, this is the beginning. And as he said, they do it for us. And we need to go out there and we need to help them out and cheer as much as we can and be as dedicated to the team as we can be. And it's going to work because I think we want a winner. And I believe we're going to get a winner. And I believe the guys on this football team, they are winners already. And then they're going to be even bigger winners because I understand you play. People think if you don't make the Super Bowl, you didn't have success. But when you start a season in Vegas, who's very good at their numbers, they say we expect you to win 6.5 games. They blew past that in the first half of the season. Okay? And then they carried on and win 12. And then they win the playoffs and won 2 more. That is a successful season. And the way sports are set up is life, we always say if you're not winning, you're losing. No. Sometimes you can still, we always say you learn the most from failures than you do from success. Because when you're successful, you become complacent. You relax. When you fail, you're looking to learn a little bit more. You want to prove people wrong, so you start working a little harder. So I believe this football team were winners last year. They didn't get where they wanted to go, but they got a lot farther than everybody else thought they can get. Because when I talked to guys in that locker room, they felt they could do some things. And that's how it starts. But like Adam Peters stated, everybody at the end of the season go back to zero. We got one more game. We got a week and about a few, 2 days, 3 days left in this season. And then the Kansas City Chiefs, although they'd be Kansas City Chiefs or the Eagles, whoever wins it, they will go back to zero because what they did prior is not going to dictate nothing about what's going to come up the next year or so. So we will figure it out. We'll see how things are going. But you know, we're going to take a break here. But when we get back, I'm going to take some calls for you. I want to know, what do you expect from the Commanders in this offseason? All right, and I'm not just trying to say, I don't need no one to call in here and tell me who we got to go get. No, I'm talking about, do you expect this team to stay status quo? Or do you expect them to be spend a lot of money? Or will they be just like they were this year? They came out this year, they were methodical in what they did. Well, last year, they were methodical in what they did, and they got a lot of success and a lot of good from it. 1-800-636-1067. That's 1-800-636-1067. 1067, we'll take your calls when we get back. But hey, it's Brian and JP here. I want you to, if you want comfort and convenience, wherever life takes you, you need Rood. With Wi-Fi capability, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from the phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? Adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt a difference instantly. And here's the good part, too. Rood systems are whisper quiet, no more noisy interruptions, just peace of mind. Rood's variable speed compressor ensures precise temperature and humidity control, operating efficiently even in extreme conditions. Its comfort and performance perfectly balanced. Listen, I got a lot of savings from it last year with my taxes, and you can qualify for federal tax credits now up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Visit Rood.com/federal/incentives to learn more. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't rude, it ain't right.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Peter J. Finley, 106.7 The Fan, taking your phone calls, 800-636-1067. Want to find out from you all, what do you expect from the Commanders this offseason? All right, and I'm going to go all the way down to Texas and talk to my dude, who I know is a Commanders fan, Two-Pick. What's up, brother?
Hey, what's good, D-Mitch? Thanks for taking my call.
What's that?
I'm going to tell you like this, D. I think they're going to be super focused because they accomplished something that nobody thought they could accomplish. And I think that they're going to be focused next year. I expect them to bring veterans in that are team first, you know, me second. But team first and everybody fighting in the same direction, you know, rowing the boat the same way. No I before we.
All right.
So I expect them to be extremely focused next year and 10-plus games. 10-plus wins next year and wanting to have the division because going on the road is tough.
It's actually this year. It's 2025, this year.
Yeah, 2025. You know what I mean.
All right, brother. Appreciate your call, man.
Thank you, B.
All right, dog. Yeah, it's like when that year changed, boy. It takes us about 2-3 months before we realize it is not the year that it was before. Because I was still writing 2024 when I was sending an invoice, and they were looking at me like I was crazy. 2025, people, we are there. All right, let's go to Cody in Haymarket. What's up, Cody?
Hey, what's up, B. Mitch?
Good, brother. How you feel?
Hey, first time caller, so bear with me a little bit. The expectations for the Commanders. They set the bar higher than anybody really expected them to set. So I think what they got to do, they got to focus on winning the games that they can. You know, they're going to have a tougher schedule this year, being second in the division. So it's going to be some tougher games on the regular season schedule. But the goal has got to be the same. It's got to be make the playoffs and then come back with some playoff wins. As far as the offseason moves, you know, I think I trust Adam Peters. I trust the decisions that he's going to make. I think he's going to work the draft pretty good, bring in a few veteran guys, maybe a defensive edge, someone that can set the edge. But Philly really punched us in the mouth in the playoffs, and I think we got to counter that with some bullies in the trenches.
All right, man. Appreciate it. The coach is like, they say to get better, and I think that's right. You know, you got to match wit for wit. Whatever they have out there, what they did well, we got to find something to be able to stop them. And, hey, somebody beat you in a physical way, you need to get more physical. And I agree with him on that. Let's go to Graysonville. Check out Russell. Russell, what's happening, man?
Hey, top of the morning to you, B. Mitch.
Same to you, bro.
First and foremost, with heavy hearts because of the tragedy,
yes.
I'd like to lift up prayers to the family members and the loved ones. As you said, man, love those that are close and near and dear to you because our tomorrows are never promised.
Yep.
But on a sports note, obviously, being a Redskin fan through and through, Commander fan now, it's Commander you know, the expectations were low this year with what we called a rebuild and Dan Quinn called a recalibration.
Uh-huh.
And until you know what's the problem, you can't fix it. And I think we got a good vision going forward from ownership down of some key pieces that they will address. And I expect, you know, nothing shorter than what we, you know, accomplished this year. I feel like, you know, although we exceeded what people expected, Anything short of a championship victory next year will be another failure, because we have set that bar so high. And with that chess piece, that Jedi 5, the anointed one behind the center, man, the sky's the limit. This brotherhood that they've built, and you yourself know as a former player, you know, it's hard to beat a football family. And that's exactly what they've established in Washington, a family. You're going to play for the man next to you. You're going to bleed and die for the man next to you. And all I can say is go Washington. B. Mitch, I love you. Thank you for your time, man.
All right, Russell, appreciate you, man. And I know somebody might be listening to Russell saying, man, that's a lot. But you know what? When you go out there, and I've said it on these airways many a times, when you show me what you're capable of, that's what I expect. I guarantee you there are going to be a lot of people expecting NFC Championship to the least. And it may be something that's far-fetched because it's not – people don't do it that consistently, but I would say this. The Kansas City Chiefs got Pat Mahomes. Pat Mahomes has been in this league for 8 years. He's been a starter for 7. You know how many AFC championship games he's been in? How many, Lanfield, you know? Yes. Lanfield, you're in the radio medium. Like JP would say, you need to talk through the mic. But he's been in 7 of them. And I understand people go, but let's be real. He's been in 7. He went to 5 Super Bowls. What are their expectations in Kansas City? To go to the damn Super Bowl and to win it. Our expectation now that our team showed us with not all the pieces they got to the NFC Championship game. What is wrong with that being an expectation? We didn't say you got to do it. It's an expectation, which means you're going to be working that damn hard to go get it. So I know what they did was spectacular, but I said that the goal line is going to move next year. People are going to expect more, which makes it a little tougher, which means they got to get even closer together. Let's go to Montgomery Village. Check out Rudy. Rudy, what's going on, brother?
Hey, good morning, B. Mitch.
How you doing?
I just want to – my expectations is it's not – I mean, they hit such a high standard this past season that my expectations for next season is just pick up – you know, have the same mentality – of what Dan Quinn said at the beginning of the season. We're going to have that commander kind of player. We're going to have that player that just can build a brotherhood together. So I mean, from what I've seen this season, man, it's been a brotherhood. It's been, you can feel it with the fans. You can feel it with the team. It's a great environment. So I just say, keep on building off that environment, that team building. And we have the pieces, and Jaden Daniels is him, bro.
All right.
I love that guy.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you. You know, and basically what he's saying is be consistent. The same way that you've worked and you've presented and you expected your players to be, when new guys come in here, expect that. So, I liken this. We're going to be talking to Joe Beninati later on. I watch Ovi for years. Work as hard and be probably the most fierce guy on ice. And you know what? The other guys couldn't complain. Then you drafted Jaden this year. He came in, and this dude wants to work. Mikey, second-round draft, wants to work. Bobby, you know, future Hall of Famer, wants to work. If you're consistent in bringing the same like-minded people around and they begin to fall into what they say is the commander way, if you're consistent, you can go out there and win. You can get to those expectations. But if you start changing your way and being inconsistent, you won't. That's why when Joe was here for 10 years, they were in 4 Super Bowls, okay? 1-3. So consistency is what I'm looking for, and I believe it will happen because they still, even Terry. Terry has been a worker since he's gotten here. They gave him his check, and guess what? He's still working. So I like the guys. Like Charlie Cassidy had asked me one day, man, why do you work so hard after you get a contract? I said, because I don't care about the one I got. I'm looking for the next one. And if they could get people like that with that mindset, you're going to win. Pat Mahomes is not the only damn quarterback who could go out there and be as successful. Pat's great. Pat had teammates that had to follow suit. They have gotten rid of great players and still went back to the Super Bowl. 8 years. Started for 7. 7 AFC championship games. If you want big things, you got to expect big things and ask for them. Let's go to Charlestown and check out my guy, Russ. What's up, Russ? How you doing, man?
What's up? How you doing, B. Mitch? Good morning, my brother. I'm going to tell you, that word you used earlier in the show, methodical mindset.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, it's a winning formula. I think it is. And I think that they, through that methodical pick as far as players and pay the coaches this year, and then go back and look at where we got beat there on the outside running and that kind of thing, and shore that up, and just get better, man. That methodical mindset, man. You can't beat it, Mitch. You're so right on that, bro. And so I'm hoping good things, and prayers to all the crash victims today. Sorry to hear that. Reminds me of the 14th Street Bridge tragedy. So yeah. But anyway, dog.
Hi,
great
man.
Show. Always listen to you, and you have a good day, bro.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you, Russ. Thanks, man.
Appreciate you too, bro. Later now.
Let's go to my guy, Drew. Drew, what's going on with you, brother? How you doing?
Hey, Ben, Mitch. Good. Thanks for having me on. And yeah, we're on our way south, so we're going to miss the show tomorrow. But thank you and all the guys in the fishbowl for a great year.
You don't have to miss the show. We got the Odyssey app, dog. What you talking about?
All right. We'll be listening. And by the way, you make the road trip good. We're listening now.
Appreciate it.
I expect that from the Harris group on down, they're going to do the same thing next year they did this year. They're going to be methodical. They're going to look at players, coaches, staff, facility, and anywhere they can get an edge, they're going to do. The thing I think that they're going to do next is a really solid post-mortem on this year. I mean, they're going to be happy for what they did, but they're going to look and they're going to say, where do we need to improve? And they're going to go through every little thing. And I think that honesty and that self-reflection, I expect to hear about that over the next couple weeks. I know that everyone needs a break, but I would expect that to be the next thing they do, because you can't get better until you identify where's the opportunity for improvement. But these guys are going to work hard, and it's great to have a team like that where people are honest, hardworking, and together. And I don't see any reason for that to change. And thank you guys for bringing it to us all year.
All right, man. Appreciate you. Thank you, Drew.
Okay, take care. Have fun at the Super Bowl.
Oh, I plan on it. I definitely plan on that. Well, let's take a break here. But, you know, think about it. Listen, what Drew is talking about, I think Dan Quinn calls it tell the truth Tuesday or Thursday, one, whatever it is, tell the truth. And that is something you need to do. As good as this team was this year, as hysterical as we got as a fan base, there are things that was wrong that they need to correct. And you have to be able to say it to the guys and make sure they understand that, you know what, you got to improve it. But John Thompson always told me, when teams win, when they do well, it's easier to make corrections. So the fact that they were 12-5 and went to the NFC Championship game, they'll be more willing to accept the critique. And then next year, things might be better. We'll continue on the phone calls. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. What is your expectations? And have your expectations changed because of this year? I know we talked about, hey, let's go out there and rebuild. He called it a recalibration. They had success. Are you expecting more than you got this year? We'll be right back. Be Mitchell Finley. I'll just have to tell you all, my expectations changed as the year went on. And it's because I started to see more, and I began to expect more. But I would have to say this year, my expectations are going to start high because I've seen it. And I know, I'm not saying I hope, I know they're going to get better this offseason. They're going to improve. And I think they're going to bring people in that's going to fit to where you don't have to worry about that cancer or those people that kind of take away from your growth. And as they do that, they're going to move forward. So we're going to continue on taking your phone calls on your expectations for this offseason, which means your expectations for the regular season, to be totally honest with you. Let's go to... We're going here. Annandale, let's go to Coach P. What's up?
This is what I think. I'm a Steelers fan. Black and gold runs through my veins.
Uh-huh.
But you guys look like when they drafted Big Ben, you went Steelers went 15-1, lost to New England.
Mm-hmm.
The following year, what do? They go to the Super Bowl. Everything is falling in place for you guys. I give you guys tons of credit. As an outsider, you guys look exactly like you've got guys who want to play, who want to win, and not except mediocrity. And you guys have a good offensive line. You'll probably get some guys who come in. You're starting a legacy of a tradition.
Yeah.
And that tradition goes back to Gibbs and that. And I think what's going to happen is you're going to see a few years of constant winning and always competing for the Super Bowl.
All right, man. Appreciate you. We definitely take that. Anytime somebody going to come in and give us that type of love, we want that. Keep bringing it to us. They say if you don't put it out there in the atmosphere, you'll never get it. So I'm glad that Coach P put that out there. Let's go to Santo. What's happening, man? How you doing?
I'm good, Mitch. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Great to hear. You know, listening to what was said, with these guys, as I was mentioning earlier, just like they have to believe in what they're doing. As I said, we can't rely on just getting by. A wild card can win any given Sunday. Any team can win any given Sunday. But if you look at the Chiefs and you look at the Eagles, they're winning divisions. That's also a major advantage to getting to the Super Bowl. You get a little time for your team to rest. You get to collect yourself.
Yeah.
We've got some young guys on the team right now, which is important. Because in the past, even with Gibbs' system, and when you were there, we had veterans who were leading young men to be the better players that we were at. Now, as we get a little bit older and go through the Snyder era, we had so many different moving parts in there. They were veterans, but they weren't always quality leaders, and we didn't have the young players to fit behind them. If this team can rise up together as a unit, they will lead each other, and they will continue to get better. But we have to aim for knocking out the division, knocking out Philly and Dallas on any given day, and putting away the Giants without any question, because that's how you make sure you make it to the Super Bowl. Not just the playoffs, not just the wild card, because anybody can make a wild card, and we had some luck this year, but we had a lot of skill, and I saw a lot of the development, the composure, and, of course, the one word that I heard a lot with Jaden Daniels was poise. We were able to keep our poise and focus to drive. The team is hungry. They've got to come out firing all cylinders and know that we have to knock out our division, and I'm pretty sure we'll be able to take everybody else up. Detroit, they slept on us. That was a mistake.
Yeah.
We've got it in us. We just got to be able to drive it in for the future and let our young guys become those, Terry McLaurin, to become those veteran leaders who are level-minded and focused on the game and not all of the accolades that we lose focus on. That's really where it's at, B.
All right, bro. Appreciate your call, man. And I think he's right, you know. Hey, listen. Winning the NFC East gives you games at home. It gives you time to rest. But I'll also throw this in there. Do not make that goal, we got to win the NFC East. No. We got to win the NFC East to accomplish what we want to get. Because being at home is a lot easier than playing on the road. You know, I have seen people, their whole goal is to get home field advantage. And then once they get it, they didn't have anything beyond that. So you want to win the East as a part of getting to the Super Bowl, not just to just say you're at home. So they keep that going. Things will happen. But if you're winning your division, you damn well have a better chance of going to the show. Let's go to Andre in Alexandria. What's up, Dre? How you doing, man?
What's up, B. Mitch? I want to thank you for giving the fans more time to talk when you host the radio show, which is good. Had to start off with that. And
all right,
thank
bro.
You, Jeff, for putting me through. But also, I got a request for you, B. Mitch.
What's got?
Can you introduce Jeremy Chinn to the weight room so he can stop playing timid and soft? He's 6'3", 6'4", but he hit like he's 5'4". And he shy away his body language, the whole season, not just against Philly. The whole season, he played like he's avoiding contact and he's scared of getting hurt. But he's too big to be playing that soft. That's just my opinion. So introduce him to the weight room so he can play like
oh, he lives from what I hear. He's in the weight room.
Okay. Then I'm thinking about what that guy played for us that was in love with the weight room, but he hit his own players, his own teammates, instead of hitting the opposite. He wanted to be a bodybuilder.
What's
his name? I forgot his name.
What, number 30?
I don't forget what number he is. I can't remember his number.
Oh.
I would have been embarrassed if he wore number 30. I would have said that.
No. What's called wore number 30? He wanted to be a bodybuilder. What was it? LeRon Landry.
Yeah, Landry. He was hitting his.
He wore number 30.
Oh, see, you should sue him for that. Take him to court. Sue him for false representation, false advertisement. That's disrespectful. You can't wear number 30 and be stupid. But anyway, somebody make Jeremy Chan just lift weights and get strong, but don't play football because he's got too much size and too much athleticism, but he don't have the desire to hit anyone. So just go into weightlifting. He wouldn't make my team. I wouldn't bring him back for that reason. I don't care how much you lift or how tall you are. If you don't want to hit nobody, then you can go play for somebody else because I need some dogs on my defense.
All right, man. Thanks for your call. All right, well, that's a different expectation. But I tell you, they do lift. They lift a lot of weights. We're going to take a break here, and we get back. We'll be joined by our guy, Joe Beninati. Get his take on the Caps, how great things are going, and when does he expect the great one, the great eight, to get to this record. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We'll be right back.